From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Matthew, Hurricane Matthew aimed towards the Bahamas after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. At least 10 people have been killed in Haiti and in the Dominican Republic. The Haitian government has not yet been able to fully assess damage because most of the afflicted areas have been cut off. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calls Matthew extremely dangerous. It predicts it will remain a powerful storm at least through Thursday. Southeastern U.S. states are bracing for the hurricane's arrival. Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, has unofficially been elected as the United Nations' next Secretary General. Margaret Bashir reports.
In a decisive sixth round of private voting among Security Council diplomats, the 67-year-old Guterres prevailed with the majority of votes and no vetoes from the permanent five council members. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who is council president this month, made the announcement to the press, flanked by the 14 other members of the council.
But today, after our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite. And his name is António Guterres.
Guterres beat a total of 12 other candidates to get the top job. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
The U.S. Department of Justice says a national security agency contractor, has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information. The suspect, 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, was arrested in late August. The department says he had a top secret national security clearance. Italy's Coast Guard says nearly 11,000 people have been rescued in the past 2 days in the Mediterranean Sea off of North Africa. 50 people have been found dead. This is VOA News. Attention quickly shifted today back to the main contenders in the U.S. presidential campaign after yesterday's debate between the two vice presidential candidates. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump applauded the performance of their running mates, even though the event is unlikely to make much difference in the November election. Clinton and Trump are now preparing for their second debate, which is scheduled for Sunday. There was a mostly positive picture of the U.S. economy in data reported Wednesday about the services sector, factories, and international trade. The services sector expanded at the fastest pace in nearly a year in September. A measure of the factory sector rose slightly in August. Economists watched some of this data for hints about business investment. Other studies show the U.S. trade deficit worsened slightly in August. Next Friday, government experts will report the latest U.S. unemployment data. The Nobel jury awarded three scientists, Jean-Pierre Sauvage of France, James Frazer Stoddart of the United States, and Bernard Feringa of the Netherlands, with its Nobel Prize in Chemistry. The trio are getting the prize for their work in developing molecular machines. Those machines are 1,000 times thinner than a strand of hair and have parts that move when energy is added. Belgian prosecutors said two police officers were stabbed in Brussels Wednesday in a case that's being treated as a possible terrorist attack. Police said the plainclothes officers did not suffer any life-threatening injuries. The assailant, a 43-year-old Belgian national described as Hichem D., was stopped by a second squad of police. International donors have pledged $15.2 billion to support development in Afghanistan for the period 2017 to 2020. During a donors meeting Wednesday in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he still has an enormous sense of confidence about the future of Afghanistan. Afghan President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani appealed for sustained international help, promising international donors the government would concentrate its efforts in the future on tackling rampant poverty. Immigration is the big issue at the annual conference of Britain's Conservative Party. Tory government ministers and business leaders are arguing over post-Brexit immigration curbs at a conference this week in Birmingham. Prime Minister Theresa May and her